This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Sweet corn. It's one of the joys of summer. Freshly picked sweet corn cooked and served with butter and salt can be a summertime treat. When there happens to be extra sweet corn, it also can be a benefit when it is donated to those in need. Today we'll meet a company which is one of the state's leading vendors of sweet corn and which has been very generous to needy families. This generosity caused the company to be recognized as an Ag Hero by the Kansas Department of Agriculture during the 2020 Ag Growth Summit. It's today's Kansas Profile. Tanya Martisco and Julie Ball are sisters and owners and operators of Gaddert Farms Sweet Corn, based on the third-generation family farm near Bueller. "We've been doing this since grade school," Tanya said with a smile. She and Julie are daughters of Leon and Ruth Gaddert. The Gadderts had a family garden which included sweet corn. "When we had extra, we would take it to our grandparents' house in Bueller and sell it from the front yard," Tanya said. "We were excited if we sold 5 dozen in one day," she said. The Gadderts started selling sweet corn direct from the farm and at farmers' markets. Tanya and Julie grew up, married, started families, and expanded the sweet corn business. In 1996, the Gadderts opened a retail stand location in Hutchinson. "About 2000, we really made a commitment to grow the business," Tanya said. "Today they sell at farmers markets in Hutchinson and Wichita, plus selling from their distinctive green and gold canopies at their seasonal retail stands in Hutchinson, McPherson, Newton, Andover, Derby, Salina, and Five in Wichita. That's a lot of sweet corn. It requires a lot of work and management. The Gadderts typically begin planting sweet corn in early April. From then on, multiple plantings are staggered to get fresh sweet corn for 6 to 8 weeks. The Gaddert Farms website states, "Planning for that perfect timing can be difficult to do. So many factors come into consideration, most of which we have no control over, such as Kansas weather. There have been years when some of our crop has been hailed out, drowned out, frozen out, and even sustained damage from high winds. So goes the life of a farmer." Freshness and quality are emphasized by the Gadderts. "We start picking corn at 3 a.m. and sell that corn on the same day," Tanya said. "Estimating consumer demand can be tricky. Some days we sell out and some days we don't," Tanya said. "If there's any extra, we hate to throw it away," she said. As a result, they worked out an arrangement with the Kansas Food Bank to pick up the excess. It was the Kansas Food Bank, based at the Cargill Cares Complex in Wichita, which nominated Gaddert Farms for the Ag Hero Award. The food bank nomination stated about Gaddert Farms, "In their 12-year history with us, they have donated over 454,000 pounds of fresh produce, and they are still going strong. Fresh produce is one of the first things that is passed up at the grocery store by cash-strapped households. Yet fresh produce is one of the most needed items for people who have underlying health issues. Gaddert Farms has stepped up tremendously this year to provide missing meals for families in need." The Gaddert family has also ventured into agritourism. For a number of years, they offered a corn maze. In 2018, they opened their sunflower fields for visitors. Now they conduct an annual sunflower festival, a craft and art market with more than 40 vendors, and even a 5K and 1 mile trail run through their 16-acre sunflower field. All this is located on the farm near the rural community of Bueller, population 1,327 people. Now that's rural. For more information, go to www.gaddertfarms.com or www.kansasmaize.com. Sweet corn and sunflowers are among the joys of summer and fall in Kansas. We commend Tanya Martisco, Julie Ball, and all of the Gaddert family for making a difference with their productivity as well as their generosity. The results are sweet. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.